flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here's my problem, and this could easily be Georgia. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is behind the scenes. We don't know who's trying to poach who. But Mike, Ohio State spent $20 million to assemble a roster that won the 2025 College Football Playoff Championship. We just witnessed it here in our city. But reports today are out that Jeremiah Smith, the fabulous wide receiver for them, he's a freshman, true freshman, has received an offer in excess of $4.5 million to enter the portal after this breakout campaign.
Oh, man.
So here's what I'm saying, guys, and this is what – it's not about being an Ohio State or Penn State or any kind of, you know, fandom for any team.
But that's some serious poaching.
But that's – Mike, so now you're going to have offers from guys who have great seasons, and you're going to have to up the ante to hold on to a guy like this? There's something fundamentally wrong. Now, I'm not telling you Jeremiah Smith is going to go into the portal,
right.
But these reports, it's 4.5 now. What if it gets to 5.5? And obviously somebody is out there willing to pay this for him to come to some school that is unnamed right now. But the fact is like, wait a minute. That shouldn't be right. This is beyond free agency.
Yeah, I mean, it is just now. I mean, we said it's a free for all, and everyone talks about not having guardrails. I mean, this is truly the wild, wild west. It's like an episode of Deadwood. it's like, I want your claim. I'm not going to sell it to you. I want to kill you. We've crossed over into like bizarro world. You could argue before Kirby went and got the transfer from A&M and all these big wide receivers, I was thinking, you and I talked about this off the air a few weeks ago. I was like, hey, Ryan Williams, if you don't want the producers on the record, why don't you go over to Alabama and say, you're never going to play for any big games in Kalen DeBoer. Yeah, you
come
beat
over
us.
Here.
Come over to Georgia. Because if you remember, Nick Saban took a couple of guys.
He did.
Wide receiver, running back. I mean, of course, you know, you saw Jahmyr Gibbs go over to Alabama from Georgia Tech. But getting back to, you know, where Kirby needs to be living, is there a moral high ground where some coaches won't go? For what it's worth, I know his program isn't exactly rocking and rolling, but they did have a nice season this year. Jim Mora Jr. said, I got your name. I got your number. And he says, if you come poaching my guys, I'll put it on blast. So, okay. It just seems like we are really now, there are no rules.
There just are no rules.
You throw that much money at a guy, and you wonder now, what does he say? Does he say, I'm loyal to Ohio State? I stick with Ryan Day and company? I won a natty as a freshman. I'm on to the next one.
I'm out. Mike. What more can I do here? I can go somewhere else and make another $500,000. His NIL valuation, which is the number, again, and you tell me who comes up with this, but it's the number where, you know, you're a five-star, okay, hypothetically, and they say, oh, he's the second best player at his position. His valuation is $3.5 million. And that is where they come up with these numbers. His is at four. He's being offered another $500,000 to just jump in the portal and leave. And my point is to what you just said, a true freshman who could – he's not going to the NFL. You still have to be 3 years removed to go to the NFL, okay? But you could leave, go make more money, and maybe make another run at a national championship somewhere else.
Man, I just – as we're trying to wrap your head around this, Jeremiah Smith is – much like Brock Bowers, he could go pro right now.
He could.
He's got that kind of – same thing you could have said for Marvin Harrison Jr. earlier in his career in Columbus.
Yep.
But, yeah, this is where you – it would be – now, some would say in college football it would be poetic justice to see other teams, whether it's the University of Miami, whoever, can go poach from Ohio State, who – a lot of folks now feeling – we're going to have an asterisk now. So, what, the last two Big Ten championships – who I'm sorry, they weren't Big Ten champions. Ohio State was not the champion this year. It was Oregon. But the last two teams from the Big Ten that won, there's an asterisk because Michigan was cheating, stealing signals.
Yep.
And Ohio State paid $20 million. All right, well, guess what? They still got the trophy, okay? And they won it. And guess what? You've got to have to adapt and figure it out. I'm curious to see, you know, how the offensive line works for Georgia. See, this is where you're living.
Okay.
But how much money, what does it become that you've got to have, like, you know, Phil Knight, you would think Phil Knight in Oregon, they'd have everybody. He's got more money than God. He owns Nike, for God's sakes.
Right.
How are they not stealing these guys?
Yeah, I just think, Mike, if you're Kirby Smart, and let's just say we had our end of the year interviews, and you know what your guys are getting, right? Because all these coaches do. And your star wide receiver then calls you randomly and says, "Coach, yeah, look, I got an offer going to portal for another meal." What are you saying? What are you saying? That's what I'm talking about. That's not what college football should be. I'm all for guys getting paid. I've been talking about that for 20 years.
Right.
But this ain't that, Mike. This is different. This is on another level. And I'm just saying, I don't know if Kirby is fielding those kind of calls. I'm sure he is.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not right. And I'm telling you, if you are a starting picket, safety, corner, and we said, hey, getting ready for next season, can't wait for spring, we're going to start our offseason program, bring. Yeah, coach, I got an offer to go in the portal for another million. What are you saying?
But here's the deal. Guys are just hitting us up on the text line. Well, the NCAA is like on the outside looking
in. They're not doing anything.
And what are they going to do? They're going to say, all right, no. Now you can only make $1 million a year. and oh, by the way, and then somebody's going to sue because we've already crossed that threshold. These guys are now semi-pros. Like we said a couple times last couple years, the toothpaste doesn't go back in the tube.
This is why you need contracts.
Correct.
This is why you
but
need
then,
contracts.
But then these guys can go on strike, which was they were trying to do up in the Ivy League, and then you got a whole other kettle of fish to deal with.
But this doesn't sit well with me. And maybe I'm old school from the standpoint of, you know what, all right, I'm not telling you Jeremiah Smith should be just staying at Ohio State because, but the kid is making $4 million already.
Yeah.
And now you have to up the, I got to come out of our pocket a little bit more. You're calling the collective and going, hey, by the way, what if this is Gunnar Stockton next year?
Well, I mean, the only thing that you could argue, the good news is if you don't like some of these teams which are dominating the way Georgia has the last few years, is it thins out the herd.
It does.
And then you don't have the depth. So Ohio State potentially would have to invest more in one individual, just like the NFL salary cap. And so you've got less money for your offensive line, less money for your secondary, things like that. So that's why, you know, coaches like Belichick brought in, was it Joe Lombardo, bringing in these NFL guys to be their, you know, their team managers. Oliver Luck's doing it now, too.
He is.
Guys who got experience running budgets. I don't know. It's just, and it, I think the TV numbers were down, and we were cutting that up the other day. Like, what was it? Was it the Big Ten, you know, the disinterest from the southeastern portion of the country, or the fact it ran so long? I just saw in 2026, it'll be January 25th. That's how late it's going to go.
Oh, for the championship.
Yeah, so I think Brandon Adams just tweeted that out from Dog Nation.
So it's the end of the month.
So it's like a week before the Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know where this goes, but I do know there's a lot of folks that were just kind of this year said, you know, I'm just meh. They shrugged at the biggest game of the college year. They said, it doesn't define my season this year. I'm not going to watch.
Okay. And by the way, a guy just hit me up. What if it was your son? What if it was?
Yes. Well, then you say, son, I think Oregon sounds great. University of Miami. It's no longer the Ohio State. It's all about the U.
If it's only about money, is it only about money now?
Well, if you are that rarefied 0.1%, however you want to quantify it, talent, that you know you're going to the NFL, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Do what you want.
You know? It sucks. Everything we've come to know and love has gone out the window. You know, knowing, you know, if you, whatever your school was, you'd have a quarterback for 2 or 3 years and another guy would come in. All that's gone, man. So it is strange times. You'd love, but everyone says, well, where's the voice of reason? There is none. There's nothing. I mean, the only thing I've even seen remotely that would address some of this is putting a $20 million or so cap on this thing.
You need a cap or you need contracts, either or. And the contract simply would allow these coaches to not have to worry about this. That's all I'm saying. And you guys can tell me all you want about, oh, it doesn't matter. If Brent Key, all right, is getting a call right now because one of his guys is getting poached out of, you know, trying to get poached out into NIL or into the portal for more money. Right. It's a joke, man. You bust your butt to convince these kids this is the right place for them to come and play. Now you pay them. And then it's like, I need a little bit more.
So remember, guys, and you can look it up, and there's a lot of stuff to process, but the 2025, what's next is basically the $2.8 billion being divvied up, which comes out to around $20 million per team.
All right.
That's where it was supposed to go.
We're going to see.
And that's the results of the NCAA, the lawsuits. I think it was Carter versus NCAA. They had a couple of them, but that's where this is supposed to go.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our picks of the week are on the way. We have two big playoff games.
We'll have to do some over-unders, too. Make it three.
We got to do it. That's right. And that's how we'll get to our three picks. Usually it's a college game or two college, over-under, against the spread, whatever it is. But we'll lay it out for you coming up. Steve Coonan's on the way as well. Your thoughts are welcome on that. Guys, you can tell me how much you love college football and all that. That ain't right. Like, there's something fundamentally wrong there. And the fact that, Mike, whoever's making this call, get in the portal. I got an extra $500,000 or $700,000 for you. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's just, I get it. And look, this is almost like an old guy screaming at the clouds. But there's even guys in their 20s right now listening to our show going, yeah, college football sucks right now. It's not like it's an old guy thing. It's just everybody hates where college football's gone.